And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the Shofar Sound, sounding the shofar in these last and evil days to awaken people to the realization and the truth that Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, is coming back. It's time to repent. It's time to make our calling and election sure, and also bow now and identify Jesus as Lord of Lords, King of Kings. On today's podcast, we'll be talking about Kesha and Demi Lovato, oracles for the demonic alien agenda. Now, we know Demi Lovato has been recently been on the news and several social media outlets and all, promoting her recently released docuseries a couple of weeks ago on the Peacock TV.com streaming system, which is connected with NBC, called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. Also, too, Kesha, she has a podcast, and it's called Kesha and the Creepers, which Demi Lovato had been on. The reason why I state that both Kesha and Demi Lovato are oracles for this alien demonic agenda is because based on the millions and millions of fans and followers that they have on their social media platforms, and due to the fact Kesha has a podcast where she's able to reach millions of people, and with Demi Lovato having this docuseries streaming on the NBC's streaming system, it is a satanic method to expand his evangelistic means of prepping people for deception. I believe like one of the things that's going to occur during the Great Tribulation, once Satan and the third of the angels are finally kicked out of the second heavens, which that explains in the scriptures in Revelation chapter 12, and once those fallen watchers are released from the abyss and all those demonic powers are released from the abyss to be unleashed unto the world, one of the things that they're going to do, that they're prepping mankind, is into deceiving men and women up on this planet that they are their long-lost brothers that help originate humankind on this planet, and they've come to help them to evolve, to go into the next level of evolving into higher intelligence and being a god, and telling them such things that goes all the way back to one of the things that the serpent told Eve, that ye should be as gods. Now, both Kesha and Lovato are mouthpieces for this agenda. So the oracles, when we look at the definition of an oracle, it's a priest or priestess acting as a medium through whom advice or prophecy was sought from the gods in classic antiquity. So we look at Kesha and we look at Demi Lovato. Kesha has a history of being into satanic practices, satanic symbolism within her music videos, which you'll get into. And then even with Demi Lovato, by being a former drug user, drugs do open up yourselves to spiritual entities and demonic beings to make contact with and to influence you and to lead you astray. So not just having that and surviving a drug overdose and undergoing hypnotherapy and other things and all, is she's definitely has been influenced by demonic beings. I want to go ahead and look at an article that Billboard did several months ago. It's the first of the year, and it's title, Kesha's new hobby is summoning aliens thanks to Demi Lovato. And this takes place when Demi Lovato was a guest on Kesha's podcast, Kesha and the Creepers, which we'll listen to some sound bites about Kesha talking about that interview that occurred back in January of earlier this year. And they go on and they talk about how both of them share their experience with aliens in Joshua Tree and what took place in Joshua Tree, seeing these UFO crafts flying around. And if anybody knows, even secular scientists are who have studied this are secular UFO researchers will tell you that these beings are not from a far off galaxy, that they're interdimensional and they don't mean mankind any good. And also some of these secular researchers have gone as far to say that these actual sightings and these abductions and all line up to medieval times where demon spirits will sexually assault humans. So we see what's going on between these two. And let's examine some of Kesha's background and some of the things in the past that she's done. She's not as big as Demi Lovato is, but yet and still, she still has a lot of influence. I want to pause right there before I go into talking about some of the background with Kesha and her occult background. We look at the social media platforms that both these individuals have, just based on even Demi Lovato, the followers that she has on social media. She has over 115 million followers on Instagram, 54 million followers on Twitter, and 2.6 million followers on TikTok. So you put that together with her doing a docuseries, a major docuseries on a major, pretty much a major network, which is NBC, is PeacockTV.com's streaming service. But also when you look at Kesha, she has 2.9 million Instagram followers, 3.2 million Twitter followers, 2.3 million TikTok followers. So to go back even with Kesha and her connection with the occult and the demonic realm, when she was interviewed several years ago, I want to say back in 2012, by Ryan Seacrest on Kiss FM radio, she had stated that she had the inspiration for the song Supernatural by having sex with her ghost lover, and she understood by going under hypnosis in past lives. So here's the connection: when you open up yourselves to past regression, when people begin to have unresolved conflict and other things and all, and this feeds into reincarnation, the lie of reincarnation, and people begin to regress, and it opens them up to seducing spirits, lying spirits. Same thing what we see with Demi Lovato, which will further explore her undergoing hypnotherapy in regards to finding out more about her alien encounter. It opens you up more to be more subjective and more open to the demonic realm to be deceived. So she receives this message through having sex with the ghost. So when we examine that, she's having sex with the ghost. That's nothing more than what we see her having sex with an incubus. So she's having sex with the ghost. It's actually a demon spirit, which is an incubus that she's having sexual intercourse with. And when a male is having sex with a female ghost, quote unquote, it's a succubus. It's a demon. It's actually a demon spirit. So Kesha believes in reincarnation. All these other things are the spirit of Antichrist. It even goes back to what the serpent had told Eve in the garden. You should not die. That's part of reincarnation. There's no judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says it's appointed to man to live once and to die. Then comes the judgment. I'm paraphrasing. And then even with Kesha, she has a song, Dancing with the Devil, that she did years ago that was a hit song. She talks about selling her soul to the devil. So here's Kesha, who is very much influenced by the demonic, very much influenced by these demon spirits. I'm seriously persuaded that this woman is definitely demon possessed and being led by demons. So when we look at what's influenced in her, Satan is using these individuals with their platform, with their celebrity hood to lead millions and millions of people astray. And it's going to be so easy once the Great Tribulation comes, because the spirit of Antichrist is already in the earth. It's just awaiting the son of perdition, the ultimate beast, what's called the son of perdition, when he comes, the one that will bring false peace. They will embrace these alien beings, which are nothing more than fallen angels and demons posing as extraterrestrials. And they're giving these young women these messages and using them as a tool to deceive people into believing a lie. And we have to know that we're definitely living in the last days, and it's definitely signs of the times that's going on. But when we go on, and so both Kesha and Demi Lovato, when Lovato went on her podcast, she advised her about certain books to read, certain other things that she instructed her to help her learn more about aliens. And we want to go ahead and we want to hear a soundbite from that. And we're going to go ahead and go to that and listen to actually what.
I'm really into spiritual things and like the supernatural. And I'm just like, I would call myself a, what's the word? Like, I'm a spiritual explorer. And that's what I'm doing on my podcast, is I'm just talking about anything supernatural, anything unexplainable. I'm talking to musicians about the craziest stuff they've ever gone through. All different kinds of people from all over the world, and getting their wildest experiences. And it's just like helping my perspective grow, just seeing the world and spirituality and the supernatural from everybody's different perspectives. It's so interesting for me, because I've always been into
it. What would you say is like the coolest or biggest thing you learned from these conversations?
With Demi Lovato, I loved the conversation we had, because she just turned me on to like a whole new, there are a couple books she mentioned and an app she mentioned that I immediately downloaded, and I made my family for Christmas. So that's all I want for Christmas is Oswald to meditate and try to channel extraterrestrials. And I'm like, okay.
So that was a soundbite from the interview that she did on Entertainment Tonight. And she said how Demi Lovato recommended certain books for her to read about aliens and to channel aliens, and she wanted to get her family to start, family and friends to start reading these books and starting learning how to meditate and channel aliens. In essence, what she's talking about, the modern day word for channeling, which New Agers tend to do, they channel these different entities. Even you see with people that have these belief in extraterrestrials or aliens, you have people that claim that they channeled the Palladians or the Venetians and all, they channeled these alien spirits to give certain messages and all. That is just nothing more than demon possession that takes place in these individuals. So what Kesha is really pushing is for more and more people to invite these entities, to invite these demon spirits into them, to receive certain knowledge and all hidden knowledge, which is occult knowledge. But she's leading people astray into believing a lie and not the truth. So based on that partnership that they made, they're really pushing this agenda. Now, I want to go ahead and let's take a listen to Demi Lovato. And this is in regards to...
vibrations all over the city, and it's stunning. Okay, so I prepared a post with my social media team. You guys can hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Demi wants to share something special with you and needs your help to make contact with our friends in space. She will be meditating Friday, May 14th between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. in an effort to make contact. If everyone meditates as a collective, it can help increase the chances that they will reach out.
Wow.
My fans are so extremely loyal, and I'm extremely loyal to them. They've believed in me when I couldn't believe in myself. They have loved me when I couldn't love myself.
Demi Lovato has canceled several upcoming concerts as she recovers from her recent overdose. To show their support, fans gathered outside the venues with words of encouragement for the star. This is such an impressive gesture from the Demi fan base. The Lovato.
To be able to have a moment where my fans can meditate with me and try to make contact, it gives me hope that maybe they'll see something as well, and then they can finally, you know, see what I've been talking about all this time. The more people we can round up to make contact, the more likely it is to happen. Yeah. So there's a really strong possibility that sightings could happen if, you know, millions or thousands of people or even hundreds. Yeah, get together and meditate all over the world.
So, did you just notice what she said? This was a soundbite from Lovato's unidentified episode 4, Countdown to Contact. She had partnered with her social media team, to make a post to her fans to meditate to contact aliens. While they're in Sedona. And I've been to Sedona before on family vacation when we vacationed at the Grand Canyon, and we went to Sedona. Very beautiful place, very small place. But what I noticed is it is definitely a new age hub for this country to be so small. Millions and millions of people come to Sedona to look at UFOs and other things and all, and it's definitely a new age spiritual alternative spirituality that comes with that particular city. So she states to both her best friend and her sister, if they can get enough people, maybe hundreds or maybe even millions of people to meditate, that they can make contact with these alien beings. So she is definitely being used as an oracle pushing this agenda. So we know, since looking at the spirituality of most millennials and Generation X's and Generation Y, they're more prone to be into New Age beliefs than holding faith to Judeo-Christian beliefs and all. And we see a decline that's taking place in this country. I believe studies have been done and stats have been taken that now Wicca or witches outnumber Presbyterians here in this country. And we also see when it talks about the great falling away, which In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about more people are drifting away from Christianity or biblical Christianity, or if it is Christianity, they're incorporating New Age beliefs and it's becoming more liberal. It's becoming more ecumenical, like, okay, all religions are the same. And it's sending a definitely damaging message that's taking place. So when we're looking at Lovato and what's formulating her spirituality, because she had did an interview years ago, I believe it was with Seth Meyers, had interviewed her. And so she's kind of held some alternative spiritual beliefs anyway, that she had the belief in ghosts and mermaids and aliens and all, but it's gotten even progressive. She's become more aggressive on being a mouthpiece to the messages of UFOs and extraterrestrials. And even looking at just some of the females that have come out of the Disney brand, you look at Britney Spears, you look at Christina Aguilera, you look at Miley Cyrus, you look at the girl Gomez from Wizards of Waverly, and you look at Raven Simone and all these other people. They promote alternative spirituality, or alternative sexual orientation, and just a bunch of other things that they seem that they come through this system of Disney. It really seems like it really does something. But with Demi, I want to read from an article from Vanity Fair some excerpts from this article, and this is after the taping and the production of Unidentified on the Peacock TV.com. And here's some of the things that was said in the article. And this goes, I guess, Demi's conversation with this one woman. And this one woman had been abducted. And here's what it states. It says, "I am just going to breeze right by Demi's conversation with Geraldine Orozco, a woman who believes she's been abducted by aliens multiple times and has 24 hybrid alien children," in which she believes. The article goes on and says, "I'm happy that the Peacock included the following disclaimer halfway through the episode of Unidentified with Demi Lovato was filmed before Demi announced that they are non-binary, because there is instances where the previous pronouns were used with the support of Demi," and it talks about, so before Demi Lovato started filming Unidentified and making all these contacts with these alien entities, she identified as the pronoun as she. Now she identifies as them or they. So there's definitely something spiritually that's going on with her. It says, "Demi and Dallas and Matthew Scott Montgomery attended an alien abduction support group meeting with clinical hypnotherapist Laura McDonald. The woman says she's had contact with the aliens since she was 2, and aliens would tickle her and her mother and often wake up and sound laughing in the crib for no reason." She goes on and states that Demi decides to go into a regressive hypnotherapy with this Laura McDonald. And she puts her down in a chair, and eventually she falls into this hypnotic state. And Demi begins to describe these aliens. She sees these beings as being humanoid, being about 4 feet tall, free beings. She states that the aliens that live in a pink and purple planet are there to protect themselves. And then she calls the aliens light doctors. Now, that's very interesting that she calls them light doctors, because when we look at, I believe it is 2 Corinthians 11 and 4. I want to go ahead and go to that. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4, because it talks about not verse 4. I believe it is verse 11. And it talks about how Satan can come and transform himself into an angel of light. My bad. It is 2 Corinthians 11. 11 and 4 is talking about preaching another Jesus. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work." So Satan and these fallen angels, they're able to transform themselves into angels of life. She goes on and states, "The aliens sound like Demi's guardian angel." So she's definitely being influenced by these demonic beings that are taking place. So we see both Kesha and Demi Lovato are definitely under demonic influence, and they are the mouthpiece of this agenda. They're nothing more than puppets that are being used, and these demonic beings, these fallen angels, are the puppeteers. They're just using them and they're just playing them. And these young women really sincerely need prayer, serious intercession, and all, because they've been given over to a lie. When we go over to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "Wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." So Satan is known as the prince and power of the air, and he works in the children of disobedience. So both Kesha and Demi Lovato are the children of disobedience. So of course, they're going to be duped. They're going to be played by the powers of darkness, because they have not come into the marvelous light of knowing Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, as the true living God, God manifested in the flesh, Lord of lords, King of kings, the Savior of mankind, the one that's able to save mankind or human beings from sin. So they're soaked in sin. They're indulgent in sin. They're being deceived because they are part of the kingdom of darkness. Their father is Satan, because he's the father of lies. So, of course, they're going to speak lies in his behalf, because he is a liar and he is a murderer from the very beginning. So when they're being this mouthpiece that's being used, they're leading millions and millions astray into eternal damnation. They're leading millions and millions to the second death, which the book of Revelation talks about, when everybody will have to stand before those that are ungodly, those who died in sin, will have to stand at the great white throne judgment. Those that are believers would have to stand at the bema seat, the seat of Christ, to be judged of the righteous things that they've done to receive the reward. But for the ungodly, they will have to stand at the great white judgment, throne judgment, and they will be judged by the deeds that they've done, that they didn't repent, they didn't acknowledge Jesus as a savior, they didn't receive salvation. So these young women are also being used by seducing spirits. Let's go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Now speaking Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So both Kesha and Demi Lovato are promoting doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanded to abstain from meats God had created, and to receive with thanksgiving, for which we believe and know the truth. So many times when people begin to encounter these entities, they begin to receive an Antichrist message. They begin to expound and espouse that we're all little gods. We're all trying to evolve and reach the final place that we evolved into, little gods, which goes back to Genesis 3, where the serpent tells Eve that ye should be as gods. These extraterrestrials or aliens always promote occult practices. They say it's good to refrain from certain foods, to practice meditation. Notice that even when we listen to the sound clip of both Kesha and Demi Lovato, they are promoting meditation. The Word of God talks about meditating on the Word, not emptying out yourself and finding a mantra, repeating words repetitively to reach a altered state of consciousness. Even Jesus talks about, don't be like the pagans or the heathens, using vain repetition. When you pray to God, it's a personal relationship. You go, you commune with Him, you study the Word, you meditate on scriptures. Even you can meditate on Proverbs. It says, Proverbs 3, one of the verses states, lean not unto your own understanding and just have God lead and guide you. Also the Holy Spirit, when you're born again, you're baptized in water, baptized in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you, not into some truth, but to all truth. So these beings began to push to develop psychic ability, spirit channeling, which Kesha was talking about, getting family members into meditating and channeling these different entities. These entities also come with messages that Christianity is bad and that devils are good, that Satan is good, that Lucifer is good, that they point out that Christianity is bad because it's not inclusive, it's exclusive, that Jesus is, it promotes that Jesus is the way and the truth. No man can come to the Father not unless they go through Jesus, because He's the way and the truth. They say, well, all religions are good, all religions are the same, and they promote all these different things, these different messages that is definitely setting the motions and setting the very foundation of when the Antichrist and the false prophet, the two beasts, arise in power, that the world will receive them and they will look at true believers, Christians and Jews who will be during the great tribulation time, will be massacred during this time. All this is being mapped out. All this is the end game that Satan is using. And I feel for these young women because they're nothing more than a ways of means that these spirit entities will use them and eventually lead them to a possible tragic death, or even if they live the rest of their lives and don't repent, end up leading them to eternal damnation. So we're definitely living in the last days. It is time to prep ourselves for the soon coming of Yeshua. The signs of the times are definitely there. Be woke, be spiritually woke, stay vigilant. This is Shofar Sound. God bless.